Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Bob. Next item on the agenda is public comments. This is an opportunity for individuals to speak on matters that are not already on the agenda. Public comments. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Good. Fine. Thanks.
State your name for the record, please.
I'll be short. My name is Kevin Mitchum. 731 Matthews, 731 Lovers Lane, Matthews, Virginia. Mr. Commissioner and Commission members, thank you for allowing me this chance to speak to you today. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Kevin Mitchum. I've been in the seafood wholesale business all my life. My grandfather and father started this business over 60 years ago. I sold the physical location of the business 5 years ago. I've since continued to buy and sell crabs on a wholesale basis, with me being the only employee of the business. I've seen the times in the 1980s when there were record numbers of crabs in the bay, and I've seen the catches in the late 90s and 2000 when the harvest numbers declined dramatically. The decline caused me to sell the location. On our business in the beginning was dependent upon volume. When I graduated from high school in 1984, my father put me in charge of buying and selling selling the crabs for the business. That summer, I had approximately 20 to 25 watermen that sold to us, and I was handling approximately 500 to 1,000 bushels of crabs a day. We employed 8 to 12 people at that time. The decline over the years caused me to scale back, and at the time I sold my location, I was down to 2 employees and purchasing 75 to 100 bushels of crabs a day. That is why it is just me left in the business. As the crab population started to decline and reductions started to take place, I was a part of many, many meetings in this building and in the General Assembly in Richmond. I have not been as visible the last 11 years because I have been serving my county as an elected official on the Matthews County Board of Supervisors, and we meet on the same day as the VMRC Commission meets. This year, a change in the date of our board meeting due to Thanksgiving allowed me and my county administrator, Steve Whiteway, to be present today and represent the people of our county who are being affected by these reductions. I have also served on the VMRC Crab Dredge Review Committee, appointed by former Commissioner Mr. William Pruitt, who I greatly respect. Many years ago at a meeting, I heard Mr. Ernie Bowden say that I truly believe when VMRC Commission passes regulations that deep down in their hearts, they are looking out for the watermen in the bay. Mr. Bowden, I didn't realize you was on the commission till coming down here and I thought about it. I too believe that. I really believe that y'all feel that way. I'm not going to stand up here and question any past decisions, but I do have some talking points that I will pass out when I'm finished. I'm not going to read from them, but I hope you would take them home and read them and consider them in future decisions. When appointed or elected decision-making positions, you're not expected to be experts in all the fields, but you do need to listen and be to all the people involved and not just take a look at the scientific information. In the past, on many occasions, I received phone calls from Ms. Joanne Davis's office. Now I receive them from Mr. Whitman's office on bay-related issues. They didn't always do what I said or suggested, but they always inform themselves, and I try to do the same in my position. In closing, I would like to make 2 points. First, when it comes to decision-making on issues that affect people's lives, you can never get enough opinions or input. And secondly, from all the reports I hear about the federal relief money that is going to harvesters, which they do deserve, I would prefer that you allow me to work and earn a living, but the reductions that have been passed down have put me and many others in our business and our community out of work for about 4.5 to 5 months. I feel that wholesalers like me, who do strictly crabs, should be a part of the relief package as well, and I hope you would take this into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good to have your administrator with us as well.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm David Ashburn. I'm here to ask for my hands-free license tag.
Colonel Rhodes, this is an administrative hearing on a revocation. up, Colonel.
Mr. Ashburn was summoned on October 30th, 2008, for possession of uncalled oysters in the Rappahannock River Management Area. At that time, his license to scrape oysters by hand scraped and his permit to possess oysters in the river were confiscated until he appeared here today.
Okay.
And he is requesting them back at this time.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth, so help you God. Can you tell us what happened? Or is that pretty much the facts?
Excuse me?
Can you tell me what happened, or is that pretty much the facts as stated by Colonel Rhodes?
Yes, that's pretty much the facts. I was boarded and cold, and I do have one problem with the... It's only two-year-old seed we're working on, and everything exactly... Majority of them is right at 3 inches. And you have an 8-bushel limit, so you have to cull in the basket, count your 8 bushels out, and by the time the officer shovels that tub of oysters and culls through it again, that oyster's been handled 3 different times, and I think it's very easy to get
knocking them off.
But I have never had an oyster ticket.
You've never had oysters. What's the recommendation, staff?
That he permitted to have his license back.
Motman, the issue's before the commission. Motion made by Mr. Bowden, seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Don't let it happen again, because I can assure you if it does happen again, as closely as we're trying to monitor the situation, in all likelihood will result in revocation. Okay? Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
Who's next? Public comments like to speak on the matter? It's not on the agenda. Next item on the agenda,